So you probably wonder, where does all this mercury come from? Within the Great Lakes region, we now well established that mercury air sources are primarily in the southern part of the region. However, based on mercury in fish from our efforts with the Great Lakes Commission, we found fish in areas of greatest concern are in the northern part of the region of Michigan and the Great Lakes. And that disconnect is because mercury from smokestacks can travel over great distances. And the common inorganic form released from smokestacks is changed into the far more toxic form called methylmercury in greater quantities with certain habitats such as wetlands and forests versus others such as grasslands and pastures. So that means wildlife in the wetlands and clear lakes of northern Michigan are suffering from this toxic methylmercury even more than in areas of Ohio and other states in the southern Great Lakes region where power plants and other mercury sources are quite prevalent. So where does this mercury come from? Not just the sources, but what kind of sources? And coal is one of those sources that mercury is emitted. From coal, mercury is remobilized into the environment from our actions. And think about how a piece of coal in your hand represents thousands of years of compressed plant material that contain very small amounts of mercury naturally deposited. However, that piece of coal in a factory can be burned almost instantly, releasing thousands of years of mercury deposition in seconds into the air. So that's how we're remobilizing mercury that's naturally in place on the planet, but it's becoming remobilized into the atmosphere in an unnatural way. So over time, there's estimates now that indicate over 350,000 tons of mercury have been released because of our actions. Now, thankfully, there is new technology to remove mercury from smokestacks, releasing mercury. Such technology has been used to reduce mercury from garbage within incinerators, and the U.S. has done a great job with removing most of that mercury from incinerators, but more still needs to be done at coal-fired power plants. And if we agree that there is too much mercury in the environment, I think we do need to do more, and we can do more. So why are there high concentrations of mercury up in the northern part of the Great Lakes region in northern Michigan? You know, why not in southern Michigan, the southern Great Lakes region? Well, really the problem lies in the movement of mercury through the air and within waterways at a rate far exceeding what nature intended